All right, good afternoon. I hope the wait was worth it, or it's going to be worth it. Sorry for the little schedule delay there, but we're going to talk about a project that was done by several cooperatives across the belt, looking at a couple of different defoliation management decisions on nozzle type and carrier volume influence on cotton defoliation. So I think, as we all know, you know, effective use of harvest aids are beneficial. They're allowing us to remove vegetation, prevent regrowth, and open some bolls. You know, we get a more timely harvest. We're going to avoid some of those detrimental effects from weathering, some of those losses, and really ensure optimal fiber quality, mainly through, you know, reducing our leaf grade, hopefully, which is related to color grade, as well as trash. You know, a lot of us get questions every fall about defoliation. A lot of them have to do with the products, which is a constant question. But a lot of questions also come up about carrier volume and nozzles. And many of our, you know, non-weather-related defoliation issues are linked to poor coverage, which is related to our volumes and nozzles. So look at work that's been done in this area. Not surprisingly, when we increase our carrier volume, we're getting more effective defoliation and more inhibition of regrowth. Nozzles as well have had an impact. So nozzles that have or create a smaller droplet size are a little bit more beneficial for defoliation, getting that small droplet down in the canopy, more coverage. So when we think about defoliation and applying harvest aid, you know, ideally, you know, as recommendations, we talk about high carrier volumes. We talk about tips that allow for maximum coverage. If you're a producer that's trying to defoliate a few thousand acres of cotton, speed is your main concern. You want to get across it as fast as you can. So obviously, if we're going, you're talking about ground speed, you know, the faster we go on the ground, the less gallons per acre we're putting out. But we're getting more acres covered, staying ahead of our harvest. So another thing kind of comes into play is the new herbicide technologies. In case, you know, you haven't heard, we've got these new technologies coming out, and nozzles are a big part of that. You know, coarse droplet sizes are going to be one of the requirements. And so that can play into defoliation as well. How many of our producers are going to go and switch out, you know, after they make that application of one of the auxinic herbicides to a tip that may be more conducive for harvest aids? And not just harvest aids, we have a lot of other applications that are made that may not be ideally with those coarse droplet sizes. And leaf grade's been an issue across the belt in different regions in years past, so this also comes into play when we're talking about, you know, current issues with defoliation. So looking at what we're doing to sort of address some of these questions and see what we can find out, we looked at three different droplet sizes, or three different tips. So we're looking at holocombs, turbo T-jets, and then the TTIs in turbo T-jet induction nozzles. And those are the ones that, you know, are approved for use as of now with some of our new technologies. When you look at something that's maybe more of a general choice or selection, it's, you know, the holocombs are probably more likely the turbo T's or some sort of flat fan nozzle, maybe, you know, the most common selection. We looked at four carrier volumes, 5, 10, 15, and 20. It's a pretty wide range. We'll go into that in a second. While we went on such a broad range of carrier volumes, we planted the same variety at all locations. So I'm going to show the locations in a second, which is Phytogen 333. It's a hairier variety, so, you know, give that a little bit more challenge. Put some leaf hair on there. We know that has some impact on leaf grade and defoliation. At all locations, we had four applications. So I mentioned locations. We did this in six locations across the Cotton Belt. So we have it in Arizona, West Texas, South Texas, and then we have three in that Mid-South area, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi. So, you know, when we look at those volumes, some folks maybe in West Texas or even Arizona may think, you know, 20 is way too high. We'd never do 20. We're looking more between 7 to 10. You go to the Mid-South, you may think, well, we'd never go as low as 5. We're going to stick to that, you know, maybe 15 to 20. So that's really why we were including so many volumes, cover everybody's, you know, situation, but also have a pretty wide range as well. So all of our treatments were the same rates, the same three products. So we were at 8 ounces of Tribufos, 24 ounces of Epiphon, and then 2 ounces of Thiodazuron. Again, would all these products be used in all those locations? Probably not. You know, Arizona didn't have, we had to ship some thiodazuron to Arizona for them to use for the study, because it's not something they provided there. And same thing in West Texas, I had to get some shipped up because it doesn't really work that well there. But, you know, we're not trying to test products. We're trying to test nozzle and volume. So keeping all that stuff standard across locations was key. So we did ratings at 7, 14, and 21 days after we applied our harvest aids. So these were defoliation, desiccation, open bowl, and regrowth percentages. In some locations, we looked at regrowth as a one rating over the whole plant. Other locations, we broke regrowth down into basal regrowth versus terminal regrowth. Obviously, the ratings are important. It gives us an idea of how well we're doing in terms of leaf drop and regrowth inhibition. But, you know, fiber quality is really key. You know, it's obviously we want to drop leaves, so minimize leaf grade, minimize, you know, any discounts we could get from poor fiber quality. So our fiber quality was really the most important focus of the study. So I'm going to get right into the results. You know, we expected to have a lot of interaction and a lot of these parameters between our different nozzles and different volumes. We only had two. Both of them were for regrowth at 7 days after application. So this is surprising, you know, not only did we only have two interactions, but the fact that it was in regrowth and not something like, you know, defoliation, which we would think would have more of an impact. So this is the Mississippi data. And so basically what we see is that our larger droplet size at lower carrier volumes, we have the most regrowth in. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, you know, a larger droplet. We got poor coverage at low volumes, even poorer coverage. The other location that was significant for this interaction was the South Texas location. And if you look at the graph of it, it's very similar, where the TTIs at 5 are actually the highest of everything else. So that was it for interactions. So everything else we're going to talk about is main effects. So I'm going to break it out in the nozzles first, talk about what effect our tips had. So this is three different locations. Going up that y-axis there is our defoliation percent. Our first group of bars there is Tennessee ratings at 7 days after. We see that with the holotone nozzles, those finer droplet sizes, we're getting better defoliation than our coarse droplet sizes in the TTI. We see a similar relationship at Mississippi and South Texas, so that being the middle graph and on the far right, at 14 days after, where we're getting better defoliation with finer droplet sizes, worse with large droplet sizes. So this is pretty reflective of what's been done in the past and what we thought we would see. However, we go to Arizona and we see the opposite thing. So in Arizona, we had two instances at 14 and 21 days after we applied that our holotones actually had statistically less defoliation. Now, if you look at the values, it's not that much, but the fact is there was a difference there, and it was not, you know, in the direction that we would think it would be, you know, where we have larger droplet sizes leading to more defoliation. So kind of hard to explain why that was the case there. Another thing we saw an impact of was regrowth from the nozzles. So this, again, is kind of what we think. You know, we showed that we had lower defoliation from TTIs. We're also having higher regrowth. So that poor coverage comes into play there, particularly when talking about, you know, terminal regrowth. And basal as well. So we see that in both Mississippi and South Texas, at 2 weeks after we applied, we had higher regrowth with the TTI tips, those larger droplet sizes, than our other two nozzles. So carrier volume. So this is the other, you know, part of the study. This is the Tennessee data. This is looking at defoliation. So our blue bars are 5 gallon per acre, red is 10, green is 15, and purple is 20. And we see across all three dates at Titan's location that we saw lower defoliation at that lowest carrier volume. Again, you know, that's what we'd expect to see. No difference, though, at our three highest carrier volumes across that period. A similar observation was made in West Texas, a little bit more separation here, particularly at that first and second observation period where, you know, our 5 gallon was by far the lowest. No difference between 10 and 15, and then 20 is greater than everything but the 15. Similar at 14, 5 drops out, 10's below 20, but no difference between that 15 and 20. And then by the end of the evaluation period, We see no differences between our top or our highest three, and the five is still kind of lagging behind. So I mentioned that fiber quality was really what we want to see in this study and focus on. So I'm now presenting the only significant fiber quality effect we had from all that. It was on trash in Missouri. Both main effects were significant. If you look at the values on the graph, though, pretty small percentages in terms of difference. You know, we're talking about tenths of a percent difference. So nothing that's going to really cause an impact. And no effect of leaf. So, you know, that's surprising as well. So again, you know, that was probably the biggest surprise besides the lack of interaction that we saw, was that we had very visual differences in the foliation across all these treatments that didn't really translate into anything with fiber quality. Maybe that's good news, you know. So in terms of our results, again, you know, two instances of interaction in both cases, you know, lower volumes with coarse droplets resulted in lower defoliation or greatest regrowth. You know, our nozzles, typically we saw lower defoliation with coarse droplets compared to our smaller droplet sizes, but not in every location. Previous work has found a greater impact of nozzles than what we saw across the six locations in this study. Moving on to volume, you know, it was more influential in more cases, you know, with a reduced defoliation due to a reduced carrier volume. But how much does that matter if we don't have an impact on fiber quality? So while we may not change our recommendations to say, you know, we still want to go with a decent carrier volume, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20 in some places, with those, you know, medium defined droplets, we didn't really find an impact of going with a larger droplet size, the nozzles that we approved for the new technologies, even when we dropped our carrier volumes off, in terms of fiber quality. Now, obviously weather plays a big part in defoliation. So, you know, in a lot of locations we had really good weather for defoliation, really good weather for the products to work. In other locations, such as South Texas, we had really poor conditions. So that may have played a part in kind of muddying the waters there. So I think we're going to look at this again in another year and see what we see from a two-year study. So just want to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated and Texas State Support for their funding of the location in West Texas, at least, and the funding of other locations. The cooperators, the co-authors, and all the support staff at their locations for their help with the study. With that, I'd be glad to take any questions if we have time. Right.
Use whatever nozzle you want.
You know,
carrier volume.
That could certainly be a takeaway. I don't think any of us are going to say that, right? You know, we're not going to definitely go out and say, sure, use TTF of 5 gallons an acre and go nuts, you know. But in this study, at least, we didn't see an impact from doing that.
And you thought your environmental variation was enough that
you would,
if it was purely environmental, would have seen.
Right. You would think. You would think, but it wasn't the case this year. All right. Thank you.